This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Bring me the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, while Tom covers his face...
You're clearing your throat in here and you're sick, man.
Well,
you're
going to
infect
it,
the building.
I'm keeping it all over here.
Yeah.
All right, our
not
first...
better on Monday. Tom's going to wear a surgical mask.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. First letter comes to us from Gina. Gina is 27 years old and says, "Gentlemen, my boyfriend is 30, has a great job, totally has his life in order. He seems really independent, except for one thing. Twice a week, his mom comes to his house and cleans it and does his laundry."
Oh, God bless that mom.
"I refuse to baby him like that, but he won't tell his mom to stop. He's totally spoiled. I'm not sure if he even knows how to do laundry."
Don't worry, you'll be doing his laundry soon enough.
Yeah, Gina, you need to understand where you're headed. How old is too old to be continuing to baby your kids? Is he going to expect me to do this stuff when his mom no longer will? That's not even an issue. First, the blame here is on the mom. Why is the mom coming over and doing it? There's no reason for the mom to be doing that.
Well, she just wants to stay connected to her son. You know,
he's 30.
I told you about my mom's visit to my apartment. Everyone else is at work or school during my mother's visit.
Right.
Said, "Well, you hang out here, wait for me, I'll come, we'll go to lunch together."
Right.
And she said, "I'm going to clean the place." And I said, "But it's clean. Don't worry about it."
No, it's not mom clean.
I don't live in squalor.
Mm-hmm.
Said, no, it's not clean.
There's guy clean, and then there's mom clean.
And while I was here at work, she cleaned.
Yeah.
I asked her not to. It didn't make any difference.
No. Gina, here's the thing. His mom is going to do it as long as he allows her to. There's no reason for him not to, other than just being shamed. And when you step in and take over the role, you're not going to do it as good as mom does it. You are in a bad, bad situation.
But if everything else is good in the relationship, which is what she says in her email,
apparently,
why would you make this a deal breaker? There might be that tension of, you're not good enough for my son. I can see that fitting in with someone who cleans their son's place all the time.
That looks like it's going to cause problems down the road. I don't know. See what happens. All right.
Can you imagine, though, when she comes over and cleans the stuff she finds that maybe you don't want your mom to find when you're 30 years old?
Like what?
Well, I don't... You use your imagination.
Old sandwiches?
Yeah, old sandwiches. Let's go with that. Yeah, okay.
Empty boxes of cereal?
Right. Sure, okay.
Son, I'm glad you're practicing safe sex.
All right, the next letter comes to us from Peter. Peter's 33 years old, and he says, "Gentlemen, my wife and I don't have any kids yet, but we do have an 8-year-old lab retriever named Teddy, and my wife spoils the living crap out of this dog. Mm-hmm. She's already spent, oh my gosh, $500 on presents and activities this Christmas just for the dog."
Huge red flag. Huge.
"She also wraps all of his gifts and puts them under the tree."
Oh my.
"Is it ridiculous to buy your pet that many Christmas presents? Why does she wrap the gifts when we just have to open them for the dog anyway? One gift, that's fine. Okay?
The dog is taking the place of a child that they don't have."
Yes. $500 on a dog? It's ridiculous.
The dog is not aware
Careful,
that it's
Christmas. Don't get the dog people going.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Not Seth, for the dog people.
Seth is right. A gift for your pet is fine.
Fine. Get him a bone. Get him a box of treats. Get him a Get him one of those ugly dog sweaters.
The dog, aside from this strange living tree that's brought into the house, has no sense whatsoever that it's Christmas.
No. They know something special is going on because there's different smells. The place looks different, but all they care about is pet me, feed me, let me go outside.
This person is ascribing feelings to an animal that the animal does not possibly have.
You know, I was totally, completely against even getting our dog one of those silly dog sweaters. But
you did not.
Huh? Well, listen, the
if
dog.
If you do that, you're doing it for you.
Well, the dog's
you
a lowrider.
You want the dog to dress up, right?
The dog's a lowrider. Okay, so it goes out and its belly kind of hits the snow when it's pretty big, and there's not a lot of fur down there.
Come on.
And I'm thinking, okay, maybe just to keep the dog from
Come
getting
on.
Too cold.
You didn't.
I haven't yet, but I am not going to oppose it when my wife is going to do it. I know it's going to happen.
You want to die on that hill, soldier?
No, sir. No. I choose another hill. All right, and last but not least, Frank writes to us. Frank is 32. He says, gentlemen, my girlfriend and I have been together for a year, and the other day she came up with an idea that kind of freaked me out. She wants the two of us to send out a joint holiday card. I don't know where our relationship is going. Dude, after a year, you don't know where it's going? So I'm not sure if I'm ready to send cards out to our family and friends together. But I also don't want to hurt her feelings.
You know that the relationship is not going where she wants it to go. You know that, sir.
Yeah, that's pretty clear. Is a year of dating too soon for us to send out a joint holiday card? Yes. Yes, Frank, it is.
I think it is, too.
I don't think you send them out until you're married.
Well, no, I don't know. Wait a minute. Maybe engaged or living together. Those two situations, then you could send out a card together.
Maybe.
Dating for a year?
If you're together for a second Christmas, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But by a second Christmas, you should be ready to announce to everyone, hey, we're getting married, we're an item now.
A lot of guys don't understand that, but by 2 years in, it's time to fish or cut bait. You gotta either lock that into gear.
You know? Okay, Dr. Phil, thank you very much.
No, seriously, 2 years, man, the girl is like, okay, where's my ring, Bubba? How long did you date your wife before you put a ring on it?
Oh, I don't know. It was less than a year, I think.
Less than a year?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Uh-huh. All right. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. That's not all of the advice that we have. We have tons more. Tons coming your way.
Grandma's insane, my cousin Wayne is dumb, the kid is always high. My sis, she yells, Grandpa, he smells, and Mom is on her sixth Mai Tai. My brother's son Ray just announced he's gay, my dad nearly came unglued. Just my family's way on Thanksgiving Day, and all I want is some food. I came in for the butterball, but they're also damn dysfunctional. God, I hate the green bean casserole. What I really want, cuz, is turkey. I came in for the butterball. Better back your ass up.
John Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.